this week on the Time Bat Show.
Yeah. Sounds like if you cook them, it's okay.
So cook your slugs, people.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 67, I want to say. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I am Bat Snacks.
Your other host.
I'm the other host. your host, co-host.
No, you're not the co-host. You're joint host.
I'm the joint host. The joint host. I'm the joint host.
We're both joint hosts. Maybe that's how I should say it from now on. I'm your joint host.
I don't like that, actually. No. What? It's not good.
Why?
Because joint is, like, it makes me think of,
like... A leg joint or something?
Leg joint, yeah.
Well, it's not fair, because I always introduce it, and then I say, I'm your host. But then you say, I'm your co-host or something, and then it's like, but you're not the co-host, you're the other... We're 50-50 in this.
I'm your guy, Time Aces, and I'm your man, Batsnack. No, I'll be the main... Alright, so you're the guy, and I'll say, I'm your main man, Batsnacks. we could have, like, dude titles.
Alright, let me do it again. Are you ready?
Alright, let's do it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show. I'm your guy, Time Aces.
And I'm your man, Batsnacks.
Your main man.
No, but I don't want to be the main man, because we're both main men. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. This is episode 67. How's life?
It's okay, I guess.
It's okay, I guess.
This weekend's a 3-day weekend, which is cool. It's Martin Luther King Day holiday.
I have off on Monday as well, yeah, so that's exciting. Do you have any plans for this weekend?
No.
No? Wow, exciting episode we've got going on here already.
Yeah,
we're doing good. Before I tried to get running today, I had to log into Skype, as I always do. And this is like the fifth time that I've forgotten my Skype password. And the reason is because I always have to change my password, and I always forget it. And then when I change it, I use my old password but add a number to it.
Yes.
And I always forget what number I'm up to. And so, like, I type in it a bunch of times, and it's like, sorry, you got to reset your password. And then I try to reset it with, like, an old password, and it's like, you've used that already. And then so I have to, like, do another number. So I end up having, like, password... You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever.
Yeah,
so
what number, how many numbers are you up to? Because,
well, I'm only up to 4. I feel like
it just keeps getting better.
I'm only up to 4 now, but that's because I started adding exclamation marks. If I didn't add exclamation marks, I'd probably be up to like 8, honestly. You know what I mean? Because I think I've done like 1 and 2 both, like, with, like, I think I had 1, and then I did 1 exclamation mark, and then I did 2, and then I did 2 exclamation mark. And then I did 3, and then 3 exclamation, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I'd be up to like 8 if it weren't for the exclamation marks.
So, at this point. My passwords, I go through them pretty fast because I have the exact same problem. And depending on whether I'm logging into my bank or like the forums or whatever, some passwords require different conventions, which is really stupid. So, you need the exclamation mark, and some you'll
you need a number, and you need a letter, and you need a. You know,
and I eventually get to the point where my passwords are something like open $123 exclamation mark 5456, and I just need to start over. Like, I just need a new word at this point.
Is that your real password right there?
No, it's
not. Open exclamation mark $547.
And as a result, my passwords have gotten really weird because I'll just be like, okay, I just have to think of a new word in the moment, and the word I think of is just something bacon. Really random and sometimes really gross.
Bacon. Bacon hashtag 214 exclamation mark question mark.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? So you have like a starter word and then a bunch of numbers and like characters and stuff at the end, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Passwords are so dumb today. Like, I absolutely hate passwords.
Yeah, that's something we need a solution to. Because
we do.
Or the current system doesn't work.
No, I feel like passwords are like roads, okay? This is a really weird analogy.
Let's do this. Let's go on this journey.
So, like, we built roads, like, way back in, like, the 20s, 1920s, when cars first started happening. Yeah. And then, like, we let them go for a while, and then we realized, oh, shit, we need to, like, fix this stuff because this isn't working this for is what mess. We need. Yeah. So then we made like, you know, we made like freeways and we made like highways, and then we like tore them down and we made them like better. And we've improved them over the course of like 100 years. And passwords, we've not improved like at all. They're like the same thing. But like we're reaching the point where we're hitting critical mass because like everything in the world that you have requires a password. And I must have like 80,000 accounts that all have passwords, and some of them the same, but some of them are slightly different, and I have no way of remembering all these things, and yeah, I don't know. It's just,
you know, most people just use the same password for everything, so
they do.
You know, the point of the password is to protect you. Well, yeah. There's one point of failure. Like, if that one point fails, your life is over.
I don't understand why we don't use fingerprints. Like, that would work. It's not that hard. I guess the issue with that is, someone could take a snapshot of your fingerprint.
And like they do in the movies, they, like, cut your hand off or, well, like, use your hand.
No, I mean, like, let's say you're logging into a site, right? And you, like, have a fingerprint scanner in your computer. You put your fingerprint in, and, like, a hacker intercepts your fingerprint data.
Oh, there's, yeah.
And then they can use that forever now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I don't know the solution to this. Yeah, but I'm sick and tired of passwords. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
The other thing that bothers me is they always want you to use, like, numbers and letters and blah, 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 blah. So, like, I have this really long password that I use for anything it lets me use it for. It's, like, 25 characters long. And it's really easy to remember, but it's very hard to crack because it's 25 characters long, right? But a lot of sites don't let me use it because they're like, it doesn't have any ones or zeros. And, you know, like, it doesn't have... Hey, it's either too long or, like, doesn't have any special characters. So they're like, nope. And so I end up having to shorten it. And then use, like, special characters. But that's just...
It's less secure.
And it's less secure. Exactly. It's like, what are you doing to me here? Like, it makes no sense. It's like your 25-character password, super secure. But instead, we want you to do an 8-character password and add a 1 and an exclamation mark at the end. It's like, okay, now it's just less secure. Like, thanks, person.
Yeah. I just don't get it. That's a case of, like, lowest common denominator ruining it for us all.
Yep, it's really dumb.
There's, like, a man, and he just wants to use lowercase password as his password. That's what he wants. Mm-hmm. But this is the site's way of just forcing him to have a capital P and a 1 in it, at the very least.
Exactly. And then you're ruining it for the people that actually have good, secure passwords that don't, like, want to put in a stupid, like, follow the rules because they know their password's secure.
Yeah, like, I would make my password something like Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Like,
not
no
that,
one
but...
Is never, no one is ever breaking that.
Right, but not that necessarily.
Because there's not a 1 in it.
Right, it's like, you don't have a 1 and you don't have the exclamation mark. And it's like, if we're saying that you need a 1 and an exclamation mark, hackers can look for 1, like... They can just say, okay, let's add 1s and exclamation marks to our search criteria. I don't think people understand how exponential numbers work. Because if they did, then we would, like, to make a password more secure, you don't open the amount of, like, different characters you can use. You let them go as long as they want.
That's by far the best way.
A 30-character password is way more secure than an 8-character password. A 30-character password made up of just alphabet letters is way more secure than a 10-character password with letters and numbers and symbols.
Yeah.
Like, it's just way more secure. That's just how it is. But sites want you to do one thing for some reason. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm bothered. Passwords bother me.
And, you know, I work in IT for a living, and just about an hour of my day every single day is passwords.
Do you know people's passwords? I always wondered this.
So, at first, I let people choose their own password. Biggest mistake. That's not a good idea. Because they don't remember what it is. And then they come to you, and they're like, what's my password? And I'm like, I don't know. I let you choose it. Why would I know? Like, so you're computers.
So you really don't know what their password is, though.
No, but okay. I've started. What I do now, though, is I have an Excel sheet with like 2,000 words in it, and I just use my word list and add random numbers and symbols to the end, and just, you know, give people it that way.
And you're just like, here's your password.
Yeah.
This is it. Like, don't forget it. You
can't change it.
Don't forget it. Yeah. I'll have it.
I know you're going to forget it.
Yeah. I have it in case you forget it.
Yeah.
So they like make their own password and then they come to you and they're like, what's my password? You're like, I don't know. You Those chose like, your own password. That's
a good question.
You should probably remember next time you make a password.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the problem is there's so many passwords. Everything in the world requires a password now. So it's very hard to keep track of all these passwords.
Yeah, figuring out a way to secure stuff
without
using like the password system we have would be a tremendous invention.
Let's workshop this real quick. I was saying fingerprints, but like I said, I feel like the signing of the fingerprint is a little weird because yeah, it's
the same thing. It's the single point of failure. Like as soon as they get your fingerprint,
it's like you're done.
You're done.
That's it. What if? I'm trying to think of a way to do this.
I don't know how to do it.
It's just, here's the thing about passwords. Like, if you think about a password, like, the concept is really dumb. Like, it's super dumb, but it's, like, the best we have.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you think about, like, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, it's like, and someone's like, oh, so, like, how, like, in the future, like, your bank account must be, like, super secure, right? It's like, yeah, I enter an 8-digit number, and then, you know, someone just can steal all my money. It's like, what? Like, that's how security is? Like, yep, that's what we got. Like, like if you think about it, it's, like, super dumb, but I guess no one's solved.
What can you do?
No one's really come up with a different solution yet.
Some companies use that system where they give you the little key card that has the numbers that keep changing on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like
a changing password.
Yeah, it's a changing password, and the same changing password is on the server that you log into. Yeah, but yeah.
That's more secure, but it's still, like, the same problem is, like, it's still a password. If you lose that or someone gets it, like, oh, that's it. You're done.
And, you know, if everywhere uses that same key card, they just have to steal your key card.
It's and then you're done. That's it. I don't know. There was, like, I'm trying to remember what I was going to say with the passwords.
The new iPhones, they got you using your voice and your face. And
your face word, face pass.
Yeah, your face pass.
Face pass, that's what I would call it. The problem with that is, like, what if someone steals your face? Like, not literally.
Like, just rips it right off.
I mean, like, they, like, take the data that iPhone uses and, like, copies that and then, you know, uses it themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what happens then? Or what happens if someone takes a really good picture of you?
Have you ever been to a wax museum? There are some really talented, like, face makers.
I wonder if, like, it's gonna sound really dumb. Like, you steal Tom Cruise's iPhone, right?
Right.
And then you go to, like, Madame Tussauds wax museum.
And you're like, I need a bust of Tom Cruise.
And then they're like, there's one in the lobby. And you're like, great. And then you go in there and you open the phone. And you hold that up to his face, his wax face. I wonder if it would let you in.
I bet it would.
Yeah. And then you just change the face. Like, I'd like to change my face password. And then you use your face, and then boom, now you're a proud owner of Tom Cruise's cell phone.
Cell phone.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Why isn't there not a movie about that?
This would be like a great Ocean's 11 kind of thing that they do. Yeah. You know how in Ocean's 11 they have the masks that they like rip off?
Yeah.
And you could do it like that. It's like, just let me put on my President of the United States mask.
And then log into his iPhone or whatever.
Yeah, get all the secret codes.
Secret codes. Yeah, that are on the iPhone or Twitter or whatever, I don't know. But I don't know what to do with passwords. Like, I don't know really what the solution is. I really don't have any. Like, do you have a good idea? Like, what's your, like, oh, this is the best?
Passwords are the best I can think of.
It's so stupid. Like, it's such a stupid, like, it's just, I mean, it's annoying that that's the best you can do.
Password wallet you could have.
So, they have this thing now called FastPass or, like, I don't know what the hell it's called, but it's like basically it's a thing where you put your password, you have one password on this like server, and then every time you register for a site or a thing that requires a password, you use this third party application and it automatically generates some wacky password for you, right? Right. And you don't have to ever remember it. And then when you go to log in again, you use the app, and you're like, then you put in your like password for them, and they return back your weird password for this place. You know what I mean?
Still a single point of failure.
No, like, I know.
They get your password for them.
I know. It just like it moves
nothing.
It just moves the problem a little further along. Yes. Like, it's like it's still a problem, but we're just kind of shimmying it over here a little bit.
No, what you need is something like a wallet that has a bunch of passwords in it.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you like your starter set is 20 passwords.
Mm-hmm. Your starter set.
And they're all barcodes, and maybe but then everything that needs a password would need a barcode scanner. And that's just
okay. Wait. We can solve this with math, I think. Okay.
Can we?
Yes, because like, think about all the different kinds of combinations of characters and numbers, like in like code breaking. Like, think of like the Enigma machine. All right.
Yeah.
Right. And like they have a specific setup, right, that they use to like send the messages, and there's like 20 knobs or whatever.
Yeah.
So everyone basically gets their own version of that. And then every day there's a new like code word or whatever, and then they like set the machine to the code word, and mm-hmm. then they put that in, and then it spits out their specific password.
Oh, cuz their secret key is different.
Yeah, and it's different for everyone because they all have a slightly different Enigma machine.
Okay.
So there's some like mathematic function that we can have that like you put in the code word to your function, spits out your password for that day, and then there it is.
Yeah, make it something easy, like just the date.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just the date would work.
The date, exactly.
Day of the week. Monday, easy. Tuesday, yeah. January 10th.
Yeah, whatever. And then it spits out a different password. And then you just have to make sure that everyone has a different, slightly different setup.
Yeah.
Which I think you could do, like, mathematically. I think there are enough numbers out there.
Yeah, that's easy. The problem, though, is making everyone that requires a password use that system.
That's true. No, that is true. Because,
you know, since the passwords are changing every day,
yeah,
they would have to, like, be along for the ride, as it were.
True. Yeah, I'm sure someone smarter than me is thinking about this already. If you're, like, some weird, crazy, awesome cryptography, like, researcher, let us know, and we'd
like love
to
have you on the show.
We'd like to hear all about like passwords and like what you think the future of digital security is, because it's fascinating. Yeah. Speaking of security and internet and technology and stuff like that, mm-hmm. CES is going on right now, the Consumer Electronics
Show. Yeah,
there's a lot of funny stories I've been reading from them.
that I know has you. To be like
what?
All right, so CES is that show that's everyone, all right, so you know how your dad like comes up to you one day and he's like, I have this idea for an invention, wouldn't it be cool if, and it's just the worst idea ever.
That's right? Everything at CES.
That's CES.
Isn't it in Las Vegas or something?
I don't know where it is.
I think it's in Las Vegas.
Yeah, probably.
Have you seen any like weird inventions recently?
I've got a good one.
Okay. What do you got?
Do you want to hear the weird invention?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to bring up their website real quick because I can't even replicate like how bad this is. Like, I can't, even if I tried, I couldn't make something this bad. Okay. It's called the Bubble Lab Drop.
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
Bubble Lab is the company, and the Drop is the product.
Sounds like a video game title. Bubble Lab Drop.
And it says...
Sorry, go ahead.
Drop is a smart fresh milk dispenser delivering the white stuff perfectly chilled and always fresh. What? Place your jug beneath the tap and Drop gives you a precise serving. It says, the most amazing milk delivery system since the cow.
What?
The Drop is, okay, do you know how you have a beer keg?
Yeah.
You know how that works?
Like it's like that, but with milk?
For milk.
What? Why would you need that?
Here's how you use it. There's like a jug under your sink. You take a carton of milk. You pour it into the milk keg.
What?
You seal it. And now you can get milk.
Wait.
From
that doesn't make any sense. So you still need to go out and buy the milk?
Yeah.
So what's the point of the thing? Why can't you just pour milk in a cup?
Because this is the
wave of the future.
It can pour exactly 8 ounces if you want it to.
Sure. Is that it? Is that all it can do?
It has aviation-grade aluminum with a satin anodized finish.
Does it have Wi-Fi?
I don't think it has Wi-Fi. That's the only thing I would change. It needs an app.
It needs an app. It really does. It needs an app. Like, if it doesn't... No app, like, why even bother? It should have an app that, like, tells you how cold your milk is. Like, your milk is peak milk temperature.
It keeps it at the same temperature all the time, so it's basically a refrigerator, too.
So, I don't get the point. Like, why don't you just buy milk and then pour it in your cup? This adds an extra step, unnecessarily. You're pouring milk into the thing.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. It's too good to waste. But measuring the exactly correct quantity of milk is damn near impossible.
Are you quoting their website?
Right? Yeah. But unless you get it right, people get annoyed and drinks disappoint.
What are you talking
about? Drop what? Dispenses milk like an accountant mixed with a scientist. It's a milk dispenser.
Who thought of this idea?
And someone's dad.
Who backed this idea? Like, okay, what we really need, what people really want, is milk dispensers. Not, like, convenient. They still have to pour the milk in the dispenser. Yeah. But they really want to be able to just pour it like it's a tap.
It's time to free consumers from the tyranny of jugs.
Is that what they say? Is that what
it says? No, I made that up, yeah.
Because that could be on the website.
Yeah, they should use that.
It does. I mean, they still have to use the jug to pour it in the thing, though.
Yeah.
This is... Someone pitched this, and someone bought into it.
Was like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Stuff like this makes me wonder why I don't go into... why am I not an entrepreneur? Like, you know? Like, why haven't I done something like this? Every time I have an idea, I'm like, oh, that's really good. And then I'll think about it, and I'm like, but it's not good enough. Clearly, it's good enough. Like, whatever I've got.
Like, you know this guy already got paid. He's at CES. That's the biggest trade show in the United States.
Yeah. They already have backers. They probably have, like, millions of dollars in funding already.
Yeah, if this fails, it doesn't matter. He already got his money. It pours milk. Like,
I need to just... Next time I have, like, an idea that I'm like, oh, I don't think it's quite good enough. I just need to be like, find a rich guy and be like, I got this great idea, okay? Listen to this. A tap. For orange juice.
Whoa there.
Never pour a bad glass of orange juice ever again. I've already thought of a better idea. And then you have a thing on the side of the orange juice. There's a filter on the tap that you can get pulp or non-pulp. Boom. Oh,
you can choose. Boom. Sometimes you want pulp, sometimes you don't.
Yeah,
now you have the option.
So you just get, you buy whatever kind of pulp orange juice you want. If you got extra pulp, that's fine. They have a filter on the side of the tap that you can even have like a little pulp. Like you can have like, there's like settings, all pulp, middle pulp, you know.
Yeah, and maybe it saves the pulp. So if you want like a lot, you can
like super pulpy.
Like just shoot it all in there.
I already came up with a better idea than the drop.
And if you hate pulp, you can use the pulp for composting.
There you go.
It's green, see?
Yeah, it's green. It's a green invention.
Save the planet by composting your orange juice pulp.
And it comes in like one of those cool, like, it's like one of those nice, like, big glass container looking things. Like you find a bed and breakfast, like a...
Yeah, you go to a really fancy restaurant.
Yeah,
they have those. It looks like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like that. I feel like that's a better idea than the drop, because that's actually has a useful component to it.
Milk, too. If you don't clean this thing, milk, I mean, that's...
Oh, that'd be bad, yeah.
That's a recipe for some very ugly bacteria growing all in this bubble wrap drop. Yeah, that's not a good
idea. You don't want that to happen. I don't know, man. Sometimes I wonder why I'm not a crazy entrepreneur that does this stuff, because...
Milk dispenser.
We just need to come up with the stupidest idea and then find a rich person that's gullible and be like, hey, man, we got this.
It's like, have you seen the musical, The Producers?
Yes.
It's like, our goal is to fail as hard as possible. Like, we need to make the product version of Springtime for Hitler.
But somehow, like, someone will be like, this is the best idea I've ever
heard. Greatest thing. And it, like, takes off. Everybody uses it.
The drop. Maybe that's what'll happen with the drop.
Maybe that's what this is. I mean, maybe we're stupid.
Be
maybe
so
this
sad. Is
what maybe people will love.
In 10 this. Years, everyone's using the drop, except me, because I like made fun of it that one time.
Yeah,
but I refuse now. So other things at CES I saw, there was a so Kodak, the camera company, is getting in the Bitcoin game, or the cryptocurrency, I should say. game.
Cool.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I read it on your Twitter.
It's so stupid. So their own coin, their own cryptocurrency called, I think, Kodak Coin. And I think coins with a K, obviously.
Yeah.
Because Kodak's with a K. But, like, the whole thing with it is, like, it's something to do with, like, photographers taking pictures and getting compensated for their work in Kodak Coin. And then being able to, like, exchange that for real money or something. They use the word blockchain in their pitch because you have to use the word blockchain now.
Yeah, that must mean that must mean it's good.
Blockchain is like the new like tech buzzword.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I have.
It's like it's like a blockchain secured. I don't even know what a blockchain is. I bet nobody knows what a blockchain is.
I bet you one guy does, and he's, like, so angry.
The guy who invented Bitcoin knows what a blockchain is. Everyone else is just like, it's the blockchain. It's super secure.
It's so good.
It's so secure because it's the blockchain. It's like the cloud. Like, nobody knows what the cloud is, but everyone uses the word, you know.
Cloud it's like is blockchain. Another word for the internet.
Yeah, blockchain is the new cloud. I'm telling yes. you. You're going to see stuff that'll be like, and it's very secure on our proprietary blockchain network. And you're like, what the hell is blockchain? And they're like, I don't know, but it's really secure. It's speaking real good. Speaking
of blockchain, do you know what this milk dispenser could use?
What?
Blockchain.
It could use cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency.
It's secured on the blockchain. The milk coin. Right? Milk yeah. coin. Milk Every time coin. You pour milk, you're mining some milk coin.
Oh, okay.
And then it goes into the blockchain.
That's how it works.
There's like a GPU attached to the drop.
See, it also doubles as a latte machine. The heat from the GPU can like make you a latte.
But every time you pour milk, it like mines some milk
yeah,
coin.
That's
you.
How they generate entropy is pouring milk. Yeah.
Yep, this is the way for the future.
What I thought was really funny though about that Kodak coin is they used the phrase initial coin offering yes. ICO.
They're like get like drum up hype, like how much are you gonna cash into the Kodak coin?
Yeah, it's like they're starting a new, you know. It's like initial public offering. It's a play on that word. Like
they want people to buy Kodak coin when it comes out.
Get in quick. You know, this is really going to take
before off. It takes off. It's like, no, it's not. You don't know that, Kodak. Like, why would it take off? It doesn't make any sense. Watch it take off. Like, we're just going to be so wrong. It'll be like the new Bitcoin.
It's going to be Kodak bigger than coin. Bitcoin.
I don't think if you asked someone 60 years ago what the future would be like, anyone would have predicted what's happening right now.
No.
Like, the whole Bitcoin thing and social media thing, it's like we're living in, like, a dystopian satire of the future, you know?
Yeah, like Philip K. Dick comes close in a lot of things.
In 50 years, if our currency is, like, Kodak coin and our primary means of communicating with people is Twitter, like, I could see that happening, and it's hilarious and sad. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just some
Kodak coin. That's it's like, money.
It's the new money. Like somehow, like all the markets crash, like all the value of like currency crashes.
We lose all the gold, or just people don't even want it anymore.
Yeah, and they all invest in Bitcoin, and then Bitcoin crashes somehow. This is a bubble, but then Kodak coin is like they get in at like the very end of the craze.
Yeah,
and they just are stable. And then, like, people start using that because it's stable. And then eventually, like, that's what we got. That's what we have as currency.
You know what should happen? Amazon should buy Kodak and then make it the Amazon coin.
Amazon coin? Yeah.
And, you know, you can buy stuff on Amazon with using Amazon coin. Their coins.
With AmaCoin. Yeah.
And they should make it so that you can only buy stuff if you use Kodak coins. That's right. How you do it.
Oh, God. So they, like, force the currency.
Yeah.
That would be rough.
There are people that would probably die if, like, Amazon shut down.
Yeah, I wouldn't die, but it would be bad.
Yeah. I mean, people would buy some of those Kodak coins if you made them.
I would buy some. If Amazon started using them as a currency,
I would buy some. I'm not going to lie, I'd buy some.
I would. Right now, like, there's no reason to buy them. But, I don't know, I just have fun imagining, like, the future. It could get really ridiculous, is my point. Like, extremely ridiculous. And we're at the tip of the iceberg with ridiculous things. And I think CES is like a beautiful example of that.
Yeah.
Right. With the drop milk thing and
last,
the Bitcoin
last year
thing.
They had the juice RO.
The juice thing.
The internet juice squeezer.
Exactly. Like, so if some of these take off and people like use them, the future's going to be a wild place. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of excited. The other thing that happened at CES that I thought was really hilarious was they had a blackout. Did you read about that?
Yeah, big power outage.
Which I saw pictures, and there's just all these people on their phones, like, using the screen for illumination, like, looking at the
trying station. To find their way through the masses of inventions, like the drop milk dispenser.
It's just funny to me. It's some kind of, like, cosmic irony that CES, of all places, has a power outage.
Yeah.
Like, it completely shuts down the whole operation. But I just, I don't know, that was funny. I don't know how long it lasted. Probably, they just probably had too much stuff plugged in, you know?
Yeah, they had a short. They
just said, like, you know, one drop milk.
One too many milk dispensers plugged into the wall socket.
Well, when they're all running a GPU to mine milk coin, you know, it can get pretty expensive.
Yeah, Kodak, too, they probably had their coin miners running.
Oh, they have their own thing now. Did you see that?
Yeah, they had a thing you can buy to mine.
They have
Kodak
a little
coins.
Yeah, there's like a little, it kind of looks like the you know the trap in Ghostbusters?
I was just about to say
that. Oh, really?
It's crazy that you thought that, yeah.
Really? You were going to say that?
Yeah.
It looks like that, but like yellow in like the Kodak colors.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tweet a picture of it. It's funny looking. But yeah, they have their own miner. They have their own computer thing. I don't know. I feel like they're trying to get in on this like from like every angle at once. Like, we have our own coin, and also we have this computer thing that mines coins, and also we have this network to exchange coins. And like they're like doing it from every angle, but like it's too late. It's not going to work. Like, Bitcoin's already got that done. Like, I don't know. Like, what are you trying to do, Kodak? I
don't know. Watch him just like we said. Give it 50 years. We're all going to be using Kodak coins.
I hope so. All right, you want to get into? I think we had a. Did we have a listener question today?
We had a listener question today. Right, yes.
Let's get into that second half of the show where we do questions. Then.
Oh, should I read it? I think I have it.
I don't have it.
So. 1 second.
It's all good.
So how's it going today?
I'm doing well.
This question is from at Spitfire_988 on Twitter.
Thank you, Spitfire988.
He asks, Nintendo Classic or SNES Classic? And he asks, best game missing from each?
That's a good question.
He also says he's currently working on adding Gradius 3 to his SNES, which is a great game.
Well, Gradius 3 is a great game. I think I prefer SNES Classic over NES because, like, while I like both consoles, like, SNES was, like, my childhood.
Yeah.
So, like, I know you were a Sega kid, but...
I had an NES, too.
But you didn't have an SNES, though, did you?
I did before I had a Sega, yeah.
Oh, right. You told me the story. You, like, made a mistake or something, and you're like, I'm going to get a Sega. And then you're like, or no, I don't. Maybe someone else
was. Yeah, I had an SNES. And I had, I think the only game I had, though, was Super Mario Brothers 3.
Mm. That was for NES, not SNES.
Maybe it was. Maybe I didn't have an SNES. Maybe it was just the NES that I had. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Anyway, I would say SNES because they have more games than I like remember growing up with. Like, so they have Super Mario 1, 2, and 3 on SNES in like a collection.
Right.
And then they have Super Mario World, and they have Super Metroid, and they have Link to the Past, and they have, you know, a bunch of RPGs, Final Fantasy IV, Final Fantasy VI, Chrono Trigger, blah, 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 Gradius, Contra, you know, all those.
Do they have Kirby Superstar?
Yes, Kirby Superstar.
Excellent choice.
Which is a great game.
Yeah, so what about Super Bomberman 5?
What are you talking about? Are you talking about SNES Classic right now?
SNES Classic, yeah.
Oh, what they have?
Yeah.
They have Kirby Superstar, yeah.
Because part of the question was, what's missing
from the collection? Oh, so they have like 15, 20 games or something? Yeah, they have 20 games. You want to guess what they are? You don't have to guess all 20, but you can just throw them out. Kirby Superstar, they have.
I mean, I would guess Super Mario Brothers, all of those. Yes. Final Fantasies. Super Mario World. Super Metroid.
Yes.
Chrono Trigger.
They don't have Chrono Trigger, actually. That's what I would say is missing.
That's a weird choice.
I think it's Squaresoft being stupid, honestly.
Probably.
I mean, they probably wanted to get it. And Nintendo's like, hey, Square, can we get Chrono Trigger for SNES Classic? And Square's like, no, but you can have Final Fantasy VI. And they're like, okay, but can we get both of them? And they're like, no, you can't. I mean, probably they re-release those games all the time, so they probably feel like, I don't know, they're like hurting their bottom line if they did that or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that would be my choice of an omission. Like,
yeah, that's an easy choice then. No Chrono Trigger. If that's not on there.
That's a mistake. You had another one you said. I don't think it was on there, though.
Bomberman 5.
Bomberman, was really there's fun. There's no Bombermans on here. So.
Smash TV. That's another good one.
No, it's not on here either. They have Kirby Superstar, Kirby Dream Course, Mario Kart, Mario World, Zelda, F-Zero, Super Metroid, Mega Man X, Donkey Kong, Castlevania 4, Punch-Out, Street Fighter.
So if they're in Smash Brothers, they have their game on the SNES Classic.
What? Oh, yeah, if they're in
Basically Smash Brothers, all the Smash Brothers characters get their games.
Yes, they're in SNES Classic, but they're in Smash Brothers, they're in... Actually, that's a really good way of putting it, because I don't think I see any... Like, I think every Smash Brothers character is represented here.
Yeah.
With the exception of maybe one or two that are only, like, NES or something. Anyway, so that's my choice, Chrono Trigger, probably. I actually have an SNES Classic now. I got one for my birthday.
Nice. Does it have two controllers? We should play.
It does have two controllers.
Does it have a Seiken Densetsu 3?
Secret of... What's that in English?
I think it's Secret of Mana.
It has Secret of Mana, yeah.
Okay, we should... It's the multiplayer one.
Yeah. Secret of Mana. The side-scrolling active battle system one, yes. It's Secret of Mana. Yeah,
we should totally play that multiplayer.
Yeah, it has that. It has Kirby Superstar and Secret of Mana, which is, like, exciting because it has two controllers, and those are both really fun multiplayer games.
Yeah.
Kirby Superstar is a lot of fun. Did we ever play that together?
Yeah, of course.
Did we?
I don't remember. Yeah, we used to play it back on the old ZSNES.
On the old emulator. ZSNES. That game's super fun.
Yeah.
I love that game. They don't make games like that anymore. Where it's just dumb co-op fun shenanigans kind of stuff, you know? They're making a new Kirby for Switch that looks very similar to Kirby Superstar. I think they're trying to, like... You know, bring that kind of game back.
Yeah, that would be exciting.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You know, I love Kirby Superstar because I love all the stupid mini games they have. Do you remember those?
Yeah, the Megaton Punch and the Megaton Ninja Punch game.
And the Ninja game. The Ninja game is like the most simple game, but I just love that game so much because like the whole.
It makes you feel really good to beat someone at that, doesn't it?
Yes, and then they do the whole like they have the sweet music. It's like. For those of you who don't know, there's, like, this mode in Kirby Superstar where it's just, like, stupid minigames you can play with, like, two people. And there's a samurai, not ninja. Mm-hmm. There's a samurai game, and it's just, like, two people.
It's a reaction test.
And it just has, like, this cool music. It's like, wow, 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 wow. And then, like, you have to, like, hit a button. Like, there's, like, a sign that comes up, and it's like, hit the button now. And then you have to, like, hit it. And then if you do that, you do, like, that cool samurai, like... You know, like
the running dash
thing, and the screen blinks, and then someone just dies, you know, falls over dead or whatever. And that samurai game is super fun. And it's like the dumbest game mechanic in the world, but it's like amazingly, incredibly fun. So,
all right, what's missing from the Nintendo Classic?
I don't know what's in the Nintendo Classic, actually. So, because I don't have one.
I would assume they have Tetris. I would hope they have Tetris.
I mean, they better have Tetris. That would be stupid if they didn't have Tetris. Tetris is the most important video game ever made, in my opinion. I would say Tetris is.
Maybe. I haven't thought much about it.
I think it's Tetris. It's easily Tetris. I mean, what else could it be other than Tetris?
It could be Mario.
Mario. Super Mario 1, yeah, maybe.
It could be Earthworm Jim.
That's it. That's the one video game ever made, Earthworm Jim.
Yep.
You figured it out. They don't have Kid Icarus on the NES Classic. That could be in there. Oh, no, they do. Just kidding. I don't know. I think they got everything. Whatever. All right. Do you want to do some Would You Rather Would You Rather questions right now?
Let's do some Would You Rather questions.
I have a bunch, and they're all really weird. Would you rather have a big happy tree or have a monkey... anime of your best friend?
happy tree or monkey with anime of your best? I don't like monkeys. Just kind of in general.
That's what the Would You Rathers are today. We didn't introduce this segment. I feel like we should, because people that are tuning in have no idea what the hell this is.
Okay.
Why don't you explain it? Because I explain it every week.
So these Would You Rather questions we're getting from a robot that generates them. It uses... robot algorithm uses generated text algorithms to create Would You Rather questions. So that's why they're a little bit weird, and they're really fun to answer.
So, would you rather have a big happy tree or have a monkey with anime of your best friend? So, like, you have a big happy tree and it's, like, in your backyard or something. Or you have a monkey and the monkey owns anime that has your best friend in it somehow. I don't know how that works, but just imagine.
Both would be cool. I'll take the tree, though. I don't want to deal with monkeys.
It's simpler, right?
Yeah.
Like, the monkey you have to, like, you know, it's like a pet. You gotta, like,
you have to deal with it now.
Feed it. Like, you gotta go home from work early. They're like, why are you leaving so early? Like, oh, I gotta tend to my monkey.
They all think monkey is a euphemism for something, like, really bad.
Like, I gotta
take care of my monkey. They're like, ooh. He must be really sick.
I gotta discipline my monkey. He's been bad today.
He's been bad.
He's been real bad with his anime.
The whole place last night.
My monkey got into the anime last night and he just went crazy. Would you rather have a slugs on a restaurant or have a boring cat?
Slugs on a restaurant or boring cat?
Mm-hmm.
Boring cat.
Would be easier.
Boring cats are the best.
All right, let me pitch you this idea really quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All slug restaurant. And all they have is slugs.
you eat them, you hang out with them.
You eat them, yeah. I was thinking of snails. Whoops. Yes. I got confused. Because snails are what escargot is made of, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Slugs you don't really eat.
Right? I don't think you're supposed to eat those.
Can you eat slugs?
I think they're poisonous.
Really? Can you eat slugs? I'm going to Google this really quick.
You can probably eat some of them. You know, when
slugs?
I was... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You first.
I was going to say, when I was growing up, my parents used to cook pork tenderloin sometimes, and what they would call it was slug, because it looks like a slug.
Oh, really?
They'd be like, hey, do you know what's for dinner tonight? Slug. It's your favorite. And, you know, sometimes you'd say it around a parent that, like, wasn't in on the joke.
And they'd be like, what?
What the hell?
What are you feeding your child?
Some kind of weird foreigner family.
That eats slugs.
Yeah.
According to the internet, slugs and snails are host to a potentially dangerous parasite called the rat lungworm. They contract this parasite by eating the feces of infected rodents. If a human eats raw snail or slug, these parasites will not live in their body, but it can produce a toxic reaction. So, yeah.
Sounds like if you cook them, it's okay.
So cook your slugs, people.
Yeah.
So we would cook our slugs in the slug restaurant.
You might have... Okay, you know how they have, in Japanese restaurants, they have the really dangerous sushi menu?
Yes.
You could have the...
Like the one if, like...
Yeah. Like if the chef makes one wrong cut.
If he cuts it, like, slightly wrong, you just, like, die.
Yeah. It's a blowfish.
I've always wanted to try that.
I'd do it.
Like, I don't want to, but I want to say that I've done
it. If I was in a restaurant with, like, some really rich people, and they were like, we're ordering pufferfish, I'd eat a piece.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that... I was reading about this a long time ago, and it's a thing they do in Japan a lot.
Yeah.
But I think you have to get, like, certified to, like, do it, because if you don't, like, you can literally kill someone if you cut it wrong.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, you have to be... Like, the chef has to be, like, certified to, like, make the blowfish or pufferfish or whatever it is.
You know what
I mean? So that would kind of be, like, the slug restaurant.
Yeah.
Like the scary menu.
You could have slug drinks.
Oh God. You like blend it up in a blender.
I'm thinking of a movie where they serve slug slime in a glass. I don't know what movie it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a movie where that happens.
Ew.
It's like the alternate evil It's like the criminal underworld place where they drink like the slug juice.
Is it a fantasy movie? It sounds like a fantasy.
Yeah, it's got to be. I don't know. I can't think of what it is, but yeah.
Yeah, you'd serve that in a glass. And then you'd also have slug shakes. It's just, you put a bunch of slugs in a blender, and you blend it up, and then you pour it in a glass. And then
this is going to sound gross, but no. You know if you sprinkle salt on slugs, it has there's a chemical reaction?
Yeah.
You could sprinkle some salt on top and have like it'd be like a margarita glass.
Yeah. It's like you do like a shot, like a slug shot. You put the slug, it's a raw slug. This is a really dangerous thing, okay?
Okay.
You do this shot of the slug, and then, you know, in like tequila, you have like salt on your like finger or whatever. Oh,
and then you eat the salt.
Yes. And so the reaction happens in your mouth. It's called the slug bomb or something like that.
It's like a acid something.
Mm-hmm. Acid slug.
The acid
slug shot. Exactly. Oh, I like this restaurant. It'd be called like Little Sluggers or something. okay. Moving on from the slug restaurant. Would you rather have a super toothbrush or a kangaroo religion?
Kangaroo religion sounds super cool.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the national religion of Australia.
It has to be, yeah.
Kangarooism. Die, mate. We're going to the kangaroo temple.
Gotta worship the roos.
Oh, right. They call them roos, not kangaroos.
Yeah, that's the Australian word for kangaroo. I would choose a super toothbrush.
Yeah.
Because I really want super clean teeth.
It would only take like a second to clean your teeth. Like you just put it, like you don't even use it. You don't even touch your teeth with it. You just put it in your mouth. You hit a button. It goes like, it does like the Men in Black. You know the memory thing. Yeah, it's like that, but a toothbrush. So you put it in your mouth. You hit a button. It goes chink, like ultraviolet light or whatever, and then your teeth are just clean.
Perfectly aligns, whitens, and cleans all of your teeth instantly.
Instantaneously, yes. The super toothbrush. Would you rather know everything or not be sad?
Not be sad. That's super easy.
I was going to say this is a tough one, but really it's not.
Is it tough?
It's not be sad. I think in my younger days, I would have been like, know everything. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's totally what I want. I just want to know all the bad stuff.
When I was 15, I would have been like, I would prefer to know everything. Being sad is just something that happens. But now that I'm 30, I'm like, yep, I'd prefer not to be so. I would prefer to be dumb and ignorant. Thank you very much. Would you rather be reborn in a black maze or die and work in a building?
Reborn in a black maze or die and work in a building?
Yep.
So it sounds like you're dying in both.
Yes.
So you're not getting out of that.
In the work in the building one, it sounds like you have a pretty boring life, day to day. You live and you die. But when you die, you're dead. That's it.
Yeah. That boring,
but then the other.
Yeah, that job is pretty nondescript. Like, you just work and do.
It's probably pretty boring.
Inane things all day.
But the other one is you die, but then you get reborn, but you're in a black maze.
What if die again and go, you start again in the black maze?
Maybe you just infinitely die and are reborn in the black maze. That's a really creepy sounding place, the black maze.
Yeah, I would prefer the white maze.
Welcome to the black maze. There's like a hooded man that greets you. He has like a lantern. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the black maze.
This is your. He has this. You know, in some roguelikes, they have the death counter. This is your 1,219th time playing the black maze.
Oh, but you don't remember any of your other attempts. You just know how many you've done.
Yeah.
So like the guy's like, you've been here 1,000 times. You're like, what? And you're like, yep.
You say that every time, it's getting really boring.
Yeah, you've never made it to the exit. And if you leave the black maze, you get revived back on Earth. So, say you're in a car accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you, like, get knocked unconscious, and, like, you're really close to dying. And you do die, and you go to the black maze. And now time is, like, compressed, like in Final Fantasy VIII, in the black maze.
Okay.
So, like, if you get out of the black maze, you just get revived in real life. Because you die very short in real life, and then you get, like, revived to the hospital or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you fail the Black Maze, you just...
You have to try again. You have to keep trying again.
Or you keep trying forever and ever and ever. Maybe that's what death is, really.
You have to keep trying the Black Maze over and over and over, and there's a man there.
Wouldn't that be scary? That like, if death is the black... That's worse than hell, it sounds like, to me.
It's like, is hell.
The Black Maze. Like, you die.
The Black Maze, it's... I'm not imagining just, like, you walk around until you find the exit. No, there's going to be, like, scary stuff.
It's bad. Monsters. Like, it's dark, and then when there is light, there's, like, grotesque creatures and stuff.
Chasing you everywhere.
Oh, I don't know if they're chasing you. I almost think they're, like, chained up, and they're just, like, making horrible noises, like, at you. They're, like, really otherworldly, you know? Yeah. Like, you walk around the corner, and there's just, like, this half, like, chicken, half rhino, and it's, like, and it's, like, in the wall. It's, like...
Yeah, it's crucified onto the wall.
And it's bleeding, like, like, all the wall is just... Yeah. And you just run into that all the time.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, this little rabbit that comes up, and, like, it's, like, white, and it's really bright. And you can chase it, but you can never catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just leads you the wrong way.
Like, that's a metaphor, if I've ever heard one.
It just leads you the wrong way. Yeah. And you wish you could tell your future selves, don't chase the white rabbit, but you can't, because every time...
You get so close.
You get you're about to get into the exit, and then the white rabbit appears, and you're like, oh, I need to chase it. And then you're like, let me run after the rabbit. And then it just, like, you fall into, like, a hole or something, and... Start over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the Black Maze. This is creepy.
The Black Maze is very creepy.
Kind of unnerved by this.
Do you ever think people have been to the Black Maze for real? Like, what if, you know, people have these, like, super bizarre hallucinations when they go into comas and stuff. Maybe they went to the Black Maze for real.
Maybe that's, like, limbo, right? Like, when you, like, have a near-death experience or whatever. Like, maybe you go to, like, the Black Maze, and you're trying to, like, find your way out, and when you do, you, like, wake up from your coma. Mm-hmm. But if you never do, then you're in a coma forever. Like, maybe.
I don't know. The people that get out, it feels like 1,000 years went by, and, you know, they wake up, and they kind of just shrug it off, like, oh, I guess it was just a hallucination. It was a dream. But was it a dream? Was it really?
And then their memory slowly fades, because that's what happens with dreams. You just forget them.
Yeah, and
but it really want to
remember
a dream.
That, yeah.
But it really wasn't a dream. They just suppress it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Black Maze.
This is like your 12,000th time.
And there's like a bell that rings in the distance.
Yes.
And that's where you have to go. You have to find the bell. It only rings once, though. You enter, and then it goes, diddling, diddling. And that's it. And then you're like, oh, I gotta find the bell.
Over time, you can mark into the sides of the walls where you've been.
Oh,
keep
that's
track your progress. Yeah.
Hopefully your future selves will, like, remember or will, like, know what that means.
I think once you, like, eventually, okay, so in an attempt, let's just say it's your 1,000th, you're going to think, okay, I'll just freak out and have a tantrum on the ground or something, and you'll, like, scratch up the floor. Next time you pass over it, you'll see it, and then you'll get an idea to, like...
And you'll be like, oh, I've been here before.
Mm-hmm. Or someone has. Like, you might not know it's you. Like, maybe it's another person going through the Black Maze.
Yeah. Oh, if there are multiple people in the Black Maze, that's creepy.
Yeah.
I feel like you would be alone, but maybe it's like Dark Souls. You can, like, see the shadows of other people's, like, failure in the Black Maze.
There's people, like, trolling you.
They're, like, right on the wall.
There's people that like the Black Maze. Like, they don't want to leave. They just want to
troll you forever.
Yeah.
I was about to have this idea that was like, oh, you've seen Memento, right?
Yeah, of course.
So you know how he, like, writes a lot of things for him to remember whenever he wakes up the next day? So, like, I was going to say, like, oh, you could write on the wall, like, with chalk or something. Like, don't follow the white rabbit or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But then if we add this, like, Dark Souls trolling thing in it, anyone could write anything. So,
follow,
like,
the white rabbit.
So, like, it doesn't even matter. That makes it even better, though.
Yeah, it does.
There are people that like the Black Maze. Like, this is where I want to be.
I love this. I can troll people all day.
Forever. Like, that's their entire, like, they don't want to get out because that's what they want to do.
I think that would be me. I'm not going to lie.
You would be the troll person?
I'd be the troll of the Black Maze.
You didn't even know if your trolls are, like, doing anything. Well, you would know. You'd
be like, I'd figure it out.
Like, yeah, someone's not having a good day with this. the ground would be made out of, like, bones or something like that. Creepy, yeah. You know. Or, like, dried blood. Oh, man, the Black Maze is a creepy place. would you rather have a dragon as a pet or be a pig?
Oh, no. I don't want either of these things. Because, you know, sometimes you have a dog that's a pet, it'll bite you. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a good dog.
That's true.
Most of the time.
And if a dragon bites you, you're dead.
Yeah.
That's it. You're done.
If the dragon sneezes, your whole city is.
Yep. Yeah. That's true. I would rather be a pig, honestly.
Yeah, I'd rather be a pig.
Let me say, pigs are smart. They eat. They sleep. They shit. That's all they do.
They have 30-minute orgasms.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
I love how that's just a fact that you know.
Yeah. I mean...
Just like, yep, they have that.
They got that going for them.
I didn't even know that, and I'd still choose a pig. Yeah. With that knowledge, like, it's 100% a pig now. I feel like that would be a pretty nice life, being a pig. Do you want to get into some Reddit really quick?
Sure.
Before we get into trivia, I have a few Reddits for us today.
Okay.
These are kind of deep and personal, but that's okay. What age were you when you were at your happiest?
Maybe... I don't know. There's ups and downs.
Sure. You can pick like two or three then.
Two or three?
Yeah.
How about when I was a boy? I'll just say that.
When you were a kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid. It was way
no
better.
No worries in the world.
I mean, there were worries, but...
Do whatever you want.
No, wasn't as much of this.
It's true. Okay, what age in your adult life were you the happiest? Let's put it that way.
Right now, probably.
Wow, that's good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty glad and happy in general. Things are pretty stable.
I'm glad you feel that way.
You say that with a voice.
All right, next question.
Next question. What about for you? You didn't answer.
24, I think.
24? Yeah. See, I wasn't that happy at 24.
I was happy at 20. Well, maybe 23. I don't remember the age. I think it's 24.
First half of the 20s, I was not a very happy person.
First half were definitely better for me.
Yeah. Later half is, like, way, way better.
See, I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
Not that they're bad, but...
Yeah.
I had a couple years stretch where it wasn't too hot.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Formerly lazy people, what things did you do to overcome your laziness? Well, this obviously doesn't apply to either of us.
I'm still a very lazy person. I haven't gotten to the overcoming.
I haven't gotten over it either. But what would you say your like tips would be to yourself to get over laziness?
Just do stuff that you need to do.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, like I'm not doing that.
I'm so lazy.
Yeah.
The problem is, I know something doesn't need to get done right now. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, I don't need to do like that's not essential, and then it gets overbearing, and then I'm like, oh, I can't do it now because it's too much work.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
It's like we can just postpone things until it gets to be a crisis, mm-hmm. and then I have to do it.
But then sometimes the crisis is too much. You're like, well, I can't do it now. It's out of my skill level.
Yeah.
Okay, last question, and then we can do trivia. what is the worst thing to use as backup toilet paper?
Hmm.
I mean, the obvious answer would be, like, poison plastic. Ivy. Oh, plastic would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tin foil.
Anything abrasive.
Sandpaper.
Anything that would hurt.
Tinfoil. Your smartphone.
God, no. Anything important. Anything abrasive.
All right, you want to get into some trivia questions?
Sure, yeah.
Do it. You have trivia for me today, don't you?
Okay, it's trivia time, and I'll have you choose your lifelines for
trivia. You don't seem very enthusiastic about trivia today.
I have some good ones, so
okay.
My voice deceives.
It better be good.
Okay. You can choose 40-second Ask, 30-second Yahoo, to, what is it, 15-second Bing?
You don't 10 remember.
5-second Google, 50-50, Monty Hall, or Rhyme Time, or Ask a Rando, or Ask a Friend.
I'm going to do 40-second Ask, Monty Hall, and Ask a Rando.
Got it.
Okay.
Your first question is about insects.
I love insects.
I like some of them. I don't love insects.
Thanks for that.
It would take blank mosquitoes, each sucking once, to completely drain the average person of blood.
This is an awesome question.
Yeah. This is definitely so they just black maze material.
This is a black maze. Swarm of mosquitoes. And they have the exact number needed to suck you dry. And they just swarm. And then when they land, they just all go... And then if you let everyone land on you, you just die. You fall over dead.
Yeah, so you have to run and just be like... Ah!
I love how the black maze has, like, the worst things you can imagine.
Yeah.
And it's nothing in the black maze would be, like... The death would never be instantaneous.
Okay? No, no.
Like, it's not... There's not going to be, like, a big monster, like, hits you over the head and you just instantly die. It would be all, like, agonizing, torturous kind of stuff.
Bunch of mosquitoes.
Yeah. Or, like, your foot gets stuck in, like, a hole... And you can't get it out, and it, like, slowly eats you.
Yes.
You know, like, it's like the Sarlacc pit, but, like, really slow.
A Native American man buries you up to your neck and pours honey on your head.
Until you die, until you suffocate. Yes, it's all that.
Gosh, the idea of this man, too, is really funny.
The Native American man?
He's just trying to find you constantly.
Oh my god, that is amazing!
He lives there.
He's a tracker?
Yes.
Holy shit, that's frightening.
Yeah, he's scary.
He has black, really mud kind of paint, like, all over his body. So he's harder to see, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he, like, tracks you.
Once he buries you, too, he, like, casts spells over your head. It's like, I don't want to do anything racist.
That's frightening. I know.
He does.
We're all thinking it.
We're all thinking the same thing.
That's frightening. The Native American tracker that just, like...
Yeah, wants to kill you.
Out to get you. How does he, like, get you? He, like, ties you up?
He has traps.
He has traps.
Yeah. Maybe... Okay, so... Oh, man,
this is so freaky.
There will be, like, an apple on a pedestal, and if you eat it, a hook goes down your throat. You can't escape.
The Black Maze is so fucked up, man.
I love the Black Maze.
This is so fucking creepy. Alright, sorry.
Anyway, how many mosquitoes would it take?
Okay.
Is it A, 12,000? Mm-hmm. B, 120,000? C, 1,200,000? Mm-hmm. Or D, 12 million?
Well, mosquitoes are pretty small, you know. And you have a lot of blood in your body.
Yep.
So I don't think it's 12,000. I don't think it's the smallest. I'm leaning between 120,000 and, what was it, 1.2 million?
Yep. Or 12 million.
Or 12 million. All right, I'm going to Monty Hall, and I'm going to lock in 12,000.
It is either 12,000 or 1,200,000.
Okay, I'm going to go with 1.2 million.
That's correct.
Yes!
That was a really smart use of Monty Hall.
Thank you. Yeah, I figured it wasn't 12,000. I was like, I feel like you need more mosquitoes than that. But I'm honestly surprised it takes 1.2 million. That's a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
But they're only sucking once, right? They're only like,
yeah.
That's it. They're not like spitting.
Spitting it out and then going back for some seconds.
After saying that out loud, it sounds really stupid.
Yeah.
They're like, and it's like drinking wine.
Yeah.
Like they're wine tasting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they have like a wine tasting. Maybe that's what they do in the Black Maze.
It's just like a
tasting party.
The mosquitoes?
They just spit it out because they want for more.
This is even better, okay? This is something the Native American also does. Because I can't even think. He chains you up to a board, and he introduces, like, 10 mosquitoes. And they all suck your blood and then spit it out into a bucket until you die.
Oh, no.
So it takes, like... Forever. It, like, takes a really long time to die.
Oh, that's terrible.
And you don't go hungry or anything in the Black Maze. You never die of old age or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, like, you live until the mosquitoes suck your blood out completely.
Ooh, that's terrible. I don't want to imagine that.
I love the Black Maze.
Me too. It's my favorite place.
All right. What's the next question?
The word Pez, P-E-Z, comes from the German word for A, peppermint, B, peach, C, pear, or D, pastrami.
Pastrami. That's it. That's it. It's pastrami. I'm assuming Pez as in like Pez dispensers. I know you probably can't tell me.
I hope so, yeah. Okay.
So, my first inkling, peppermint, peach, what was the other one?
Pear and pastrami.
Pear and pastrami. My first inkling is peppermint because I feel like Pez dispenser probably first dispensed like mints. Like, that would kind of make sense to me. But also, it could be pear or peach. Like, that could be a flavor that they put in the Pez dispenser at first.
Mm-hmm. I've never had a peppermint Pez.
I mean, have you ever had a peach one, though?
I don't think so. They're usually just red flavored.
I'm gonna use my 40-second ask on this one.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready for the timer.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Pez. Oh my god. Ask doesn't default your Pez is a German. Oh my god. German for what?
Actually, Pez comes from the German word for.
Oh, thank you. Comes from the German... How much time do I have left? I'm glad I did 40-second ask.
Yeah, you have about 15 seconds.
Oh my god, this isn't working. Wikipedia.
You have about 10 seconds.
German. Okay, peppermint. Peppermint, final answer.
Peppermint is wrong, it's pastrami. I'm just what? Kidding, it's peppermint.
Oh. Pastrami flavored Pez. That would be something else.
Totally buy that.
Would you?
Yeah, that's a good CES item.
Pastrami Pez?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to say that sounds like a torture device in the Black Maze, but you know. I guess you want pastrami Pez, so I can't say that. All right, what's the next? What's the final question?
Final question. During a 2004 episode of Sesame Street, Cookie Monster said that before he started eating cookies, his name was... A.
What?
Sean.
What?
B. Sid. C. Steve. Or D. Samuel.
What? Can you repeat this question?
During a 2004 episode of Sesame Street, Cookie Monster said that before he started eating cookies, his name was... So this is before he was, like, an addict.
He was Cookie Monster.
This is his, like, previous life.
This is pre-Cookie Monster.
Yes, this is before...
So he got addicted to cookies, and then he changed his name from Sean to Cookie Monster, basically, is what happened. Okay, can you repeat the answer? It's
a really dark question, actually.
What happened to Cookie Monster? Like, he was a normal man, and then he just got addicted to cookies, and he, like... felt so strongly that he had to change his name to Cookie Monster. Like, what happened to his life?
It's either A, Sean, mm-hmm. B, Sid, C, Steve, or D, Samuel.
Okay. My inkling is Sean or Steve. I don't think it's Sid. I don't think that name's popular enough. And Samuel just seems too... I don't know, it seems too old-fashioned for Cookie Monster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use my Ask-A-Rando. What's that site we use for Ask-A-Rando again?
I think we've been using Discord.
What do we normally use?
Omegle, maybe?
Omegle, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll just ask a random person on Omegle. Here we go.
Good luck.
Do I have a time limit on this one?
Sure, I'll give you a minute.
What?
So, start now.
What is Cookie Monster's... real name? This person's just telling me where to go to meet women.
Okay.
I need a new Omegle person.
Maybe if you go there, they'll know the answer.
Maybe they'll know. What is Cookie Monster's real name?
Say that it's important.
Okay, I will. This... is very important. The world, the fate of the world
depends on you.
In the balance. Only you can prevent forest fires. They haven't responded yet. What's another thing I could say? They're not responding. I'm gonna
try one more.
Yeah. One more. What is Cookie Monster's real name? I need to know the answer to pass my philosophy final exam. Dr. Strangelove has very strange questions. He says hi.
Oh,
he's typing.
That's a good sign.
22 female.
Okay.
Was that an answer that I could put?
No. Ask her if it's either Sean, Sid, Steve, or Samuel.
Is it Sean or Sid or Samuel? Just answer.
It could be Steve, too.
Best friends is here. Oh, okay. Okay, bye. Is Sean your best friend? she sent me a link to some bad website. Okay, I guess I'm on my own on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Steve.
Final answer?
Final answer, yeah.
Steve is incorrect. Correct answer is Sid.
Sid? Is it really Sid?
His name was Sid.
Wow. Does he spell it with a C or an S?
S-I-D.
S-I-D.
Yeah, so not like Final Fantasy Sid.
Sure. I mean, I could see Sid. He kind of... Cookie Monster, I guess, looks like a Sid.
I mean... he would probably look more like a Sid if he was still, you know, a regular guy.
I always get Cookie Monster and Oscar the Grouch confused.
Same.
You do too?
Yeah. They're kind of the same color and...
No, Oscar's green, Cookie Monster's blue.
Okay.
But they're made out of, like, the same material. Like, they look... Yeah. Like, their fur is similar and their, like, body shape is very similar.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What happened to Cookie Monster to make...
The cookies were too good. You just...
Maybe he... Yeah.
Some people just can't eat cookies, you know?
Yeah, like he got addicted and became Cookie Monster. Do you think he enjoys being Cookie Monster, or do you think that's like a curse for him? Because he used to be Sid. He might have had a nice life. But now he's just eating cookies all day. What if this is his black maze? Like... He just has to eat cookies or he'll die. Like, it's all he can do in this world.
It reminds me of I think it's the last line of A Scanner Darkly, and it's really depressing, but I know it by heart. What is it? It's, now in the dark world where I dwell, ugly things and I think violent things and sometimes little wondrous things spill out in me everywhere, and I can count on nothing.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's Cookie Monster for you.
That's Cookie. He's like spilling out like is him barfing cookies.
He just eats so many.
He ate too many. He overeats cookies, and he can't stop. And he has to pretend to be happy all the time because he's Cookie Monster.
And you know,
he's like, I love cookies.
When Cookie Monster's in the Black Maze, the Trapper guy, he lures him with cookies.
He like puts him out.
Yeah.
Can't stop thinking about the Black Maze.
Black Maze is cool, yeah.
I feel like I'm going to have a bad dream tonight.
Where you're in the Black Maze.
Like, I guarantee, like, my nightmare tonight. Because I'm, like, a little sick because I have, like, allergies. Mm-hmm. And, like, so I have really weird dreams when I'm, like, not feeling good. Like, last night I had, like, a really weird dream about... I don't even remember what it was about. Did you have a weird dream?
I have weird dreams all the time, yeah.
I was in, like, a foreign country or something and, like... I didn't know where I was going, and it was very dark, and it was very creepy. But I feel like tonight, I'm just going to have the spin-off of the Black Maze dream. And there's going to be, like, a Native American man that's, like, taunting me, and, like, an alligator monster that's, like, chained to the wall, and, like, violently thrashing everywhere.
You're going
to
try to follow the white rabbit and fall into the hole?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing it over and over again. It just creeps me out. There's, like, blood spilling out of things for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
There's like a pot, right? And it's on a pedestal. And if you walk up to it, it starts like spilling out blood.
Yeah, like a volcano.
And it just keeps coming out. Like, it doesn't have enough room for all that blood, but it just keeps coming out. And then it starts like bubbling up. It's like, blub, 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 blub. You know, like in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's super scary. I would run from that super fast.
I mean, I think everyone would.
Yeah.
Because it's the Black Maze. Do we have any final questions we want to end the show on?
I don't have any final questions. If you have one...
I will get one more Would You Rather that we can do to end the show on.
Okay.
wow, this is gross. Would you rather eat pancake flavored spaghetti or eat chili wine cheese water for a year?
Oh, gross.
Oh, God. Well, what would you rather do?
Chili, wine, cheese, water.
I don't even know what that entails, but it's there.
You know, it's okay until you add water.
It's just like all watered down and like gross. Pancake flavored spaghetti or chili, wine, cheese, water. You have to eat this for a year.
Oh, God.
A whole year, no getting out of it. This is your only meal.
Chili, wine, cheese, water.
What does that even mean?
You have at your office the water jug.
Yeah.
It's like that, but there's chili, wine, and cheese in it.
And you just pour it in a glass, and then that's your sustenance. That's all
what you have.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's gross.
Sometimes you could like boil it to like get a little variation going on in your diet. You
reduce know? It into a thick paste of chili.
Today I'm going to have chili wine cheese water soup. And then today I'm going to have a chili wine cheese water
smoothie.
Yeah, there you go. See, you could vary that up a lot. Pancake flavored spaghetti you couldn't vary up. It's just the same over and over.
Yeah, it's just spaghetti.
So, what's your answer?
Probably pancake flavored spaghetti.
Yeah, I think I would do pancake flavored spaghetti. Well, I think as long as I don't have to eat it with like tomato sauce, then I'll be good.
Yeah,
because if it's like just spaghetti that tastes like pancakes,
that's
then
not
I'm basically
so bad.
No, like then it's just I'm eating pancake strings, like you know, like strings of pancake, which put a little syrup on top. I'm like, there we go. I'm down with that. You know, I could do that. Eating chili wine cheese water, I think I would like vomit every time.
Every meal
like,
would be a huge like, ordeal.
I'd be like, I can't put this down. Like, I can't keep it. Like, I would gag all the time.
It's so. The chili and water with the cheese and the wine.
Like, there's cheese just floating in it. Just like slightly melted, but slightly not. It's like in a weird, like
viscosity state.
It's like in, you know, like mozzarella when it's like really like loose or whatever. Yes. It's like in that kind of like halfway between like a like watery and halfway between a solid. Like the cheese is in that state, and it's just chili wine cheese water. That's been episode 67
of the Time Bet Show.
Who's our sponsor today?
Our sponsor today. How about our sponsor today is Black Maize brand antacids. For when your stomach feels like the Black Maze, you take one of these antacids.
If you ate too much chili wine cheese water lately, take one of these Black Maize antacids. The stomach is a good... That's a good visual for the Black Maize, I think. You know? Like, the walls look like... Like the side
intestinal walls,
yeah, intestinal walls,
and there's just and there's partially digested food everywhere.
Oh my God!
And it's someone and with ulcers, so there's blood everywhere.
Oh,
too.
It's like there's pus that's like coming out of the sides, like oozing or whatever. And then in the top, like when someone eats something, it'll like fall down.
Ooh, gross! The maze. When they drink their chili wine cheese water, it just like goes in there with you.
It pours on top of you. Yes. This episode is sponsored by the Black Maize antacids. Remember, when you're feeling kind of blue,
pick up a towel and dry off your hair from all the glue. I don't know.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Drive safe.
Drive safe.